This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Welcome you to the Royal Daltons, Pamela Stevenson Connolly. Hello.
Hello. Lovely to be here.
Now, all of those things, how do you balance it all? How do you juggle it all?
Well, on top of everything, now I'm into dance. I've just completely fallen in love with Brazilian dance and everything Brazilian, actually.
Now, how did this come about? I know you did Strictly
Dancing.
Yeah, I did
Strictly, and that was a bit out of character for me because, you know, as a psychologist as I am now, it was, well, you're going to make a complete idiot of yourself, Pamela, and which could so easily have happened, to be honest.
So it's sort of like a bit of exposure.
I know, therapy, but I know. Well, anyway, I mean, it reawoke my love of dance, and I had a really good time, ended up getting through to the final, which was lovely. But then I didn't want to let it go. I wanted to keep dancing, and I wanted to find a social dance that would be, you know, comfortable, and found my way to a couple of things that I wasn't crazy about, and eventually discovered some of the lesser known dances in Brazil, the Brazilian Zouk, for example, which is danced here in Australia. I mean, you have it everywhere here in Australia, which I absolutely loved. Some people call it Lamba Zouk. It's based on Lambada. And some of the partner samba dances. And then I thought, wow, wouldn't that be amazing to create a show that where I can showcase these incredible dances and the incredibly talented people who do them, the masters in their field. And so I did, and put it together with a story of a Brazilian man called Brás dos Santos and his sort of bid to save himself from the sea because he was a child fisherman. Got together with Arlene Phillips, who's a world-renowned choreographer, and she directed our show, and Harley Metcalf, who does Burn the Floor.
Right.
And so it's kind of a Brazilian Burn the Floor with a story.
So what was it about Brazilian dance that you really enjoyed?
Just the sensuality, the connectedness of the partners. The men were so gorgeous.
Well, I've seen some of the footage and I agree completely.
Well, you see, I have to tell you, there was this moment in rehearsal. We were rehearsing in Scotland. And, well, I was, because I've been wandering around Brazil sort of trying to find dancers that would work for this, I was in Rio in January, and I went to this dance, a samba congress, and this guy came out and he danced for everybody wearing a pair of cut-off denim shorts and a red tank top, and he had really short hair. I mean, he's kind of butch. But he had a pair of high heels, really high,
perfect.
high heels, and he danced the most incredible samba.
Sounds like a little bit like my Halloween costume for the weekend.
Really? Yes. You dance samba?
No. Oh, okay. No, I can hardly walk on high heels.
Well, this is the thing. When a man dances samba on high heels, or when anybody does, it pitches the weight forward.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened was, I just thought his samba was unbelievable. And it, you know, so I said to Arlene, you know, we should actually think about this because it's so incredible. And she said, Pamela, you've lost the plot completely. Maybe one of them. And behind her back, I went and ordered high-heeled shoes for all the boys in the cast. So we got 8 pairs of high heels.
And how did they...
When they put them on and started sambering, we absolutely screamed because they're built, these guys. They've got serious muscles. They are gorgeous. They do capoeira, the Brazilian martial art. Uh-huh. They do all these different dance styles, and they're just beautiful. I mean, in that Brazilian way, you know, that kind of, you know.
So you basically got these 8 buffed Brazilian...
8 buffed Brazilian guys to dance samba on heels. And so when they come out at the end, because at the beginning of our sort of carnival section, people scream. You have to really shut your ears. And the thing is that the girls can't follow them. The girls absolutely cannot follow the boys doing this samba. They come out on heels. But what I had them do to try to make it okay was they do the male style samba, which is the malandro.
Okay.
And so we just switch it up. We gender bend a little bit with that, which is really fun. It's fabulous. It's fabulous.
So you mentioned the sensuality of it. Did it? Yeah. Was there something about your previous work as a sex therapist and someone who's written extensively on sex in relationships that was kind of in line with some of that sort of stuff?
Well, I guess that I wanted to be very inclusive in the show, and for example, we have two men dancing together in the show, which there's been a lot of controversy in the UK about that, because
really?
Yes, because people are trying to have same-sex couples dancing together on Strictly,
yeah,
and I think it was the same with Dancing with the Stars, but it got vetoed or whatever.
But yeah, well, I mean, there's sort of been moves, but we had a show a few years ago, which was on the ABC, which is our national broadcaster, which you probably know, our national broadcaster, they had male dancers, but that was many years ago. But we've never seen anything like that on our version of Strictly, which is Dancing with the Stars.
This is amazing, because what I wove into the story, because a true story of this young Brazilian man who was a child fisherman, and you know, it's how he gets to sort of be the architect of his own life and gets to it's basically a dance or die story. But anyway, he's very spiritual, and I've woven his gods into the story, and because there are all these orishas, these gods that came from Africa when the Portuguese brought the African people as slaves to Brazil. So anyway, they're the most colourful, interesting gods you've ever seen. I mean, they're just amazing. I'm so into them. One of them is called Oshumare. And Oshumare is a shemale god. And Oshumare is the rainbow serpent god.
Is that right?
Yes. And so Oshumare, I actually wrote this part for a dear friend of mine from New York, because I live in New York, called Henry Verlandia, who's a gay activist in New York. And Henry took the federal government to court because he married Josh, who was a Princeton professor, and the federal government in America, because of DOMA, wouldn't recognize the state marriage laws, and so they started deportation proceedings for Henry, who's Venezuelan. So they fought this in the courts. They fought it very publicly. They were on Oprah. They did everything for like 4 years. So I couldn't get Henry in the show. And then just recently, about 3 weeks ago, Henry got his green card.
Oh my gosh.
And the same day he got his green card, he got on a plane to come and be in Brazuca. And so now I'm so excited, because he is Oshumare, our shemale, fabulous rainbow serpent god. Yeah, whom I wrote it for. And so he gets to dance with Braz, our protagonist, who, and there's this wonderful moment, because Oshumare is the god that gives him courage to go overseas and dance in Paris, and so they have this beautiful dance together, and it's just such an uplifting moment. I think the whole show is really about, you know, having the courage to be who you are, to follow your convictions, and you know, it's a real feel good thing. Not only is there the passion and the skill of these incredible dancers, and might I say they're so sexy, but but it also there's a real message in there.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
And you've had such a varied career of all these different areas, but as we've been talking about, you've really moved into writing and producing this show, which is called Brazuca, which is playing at the Palms at Crown, opening in a couple of weeks. Now, you're in Perth at the moment for it, or you're opening, you opened last week in Perth.
Yes, it was amazing. We had such a long-standing ovation. The dancers were all getting changed. I thought I was going to have to send them out naked, which, of course, would have sold a lot more tickets.
Will you be doing that when it comes to Melbourne?
I'll do my best. Yeah. Just for you.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Now, hello to Mark, who wrote in and said, I remember seeing Pamela in Gypsy.
Oh, yeah. No, I was in Gypsy. I played Baby June.
When was that?
Yes. Oh, God. It's, you know, your dot. I mean, I just will never forget that I had to do the splits for the first time, and you know, nearly killed myself trying to do that. I don't think I quite achieved it. I also had to twirl batons while doing the splits.
Right.
I think that was a little challenging.
I mean, you're a bit of a pro at juggling a whole lot of things. I mean, we've got this really varied career. Are there things that particularly stand out for you, or that you enjoy more than the other, or is the secret to your happiness keeping it varied like you do?
I think it's following one's passion.
Right.
I mean, it might seem varied and kind of, you know, sporadic and so on, but for me, it makes perfect sense that things I've suddenly become passionate about, which were things that spoke to me at particular times in my life, you know, yeah. like with dance. When I did Strictly, the reason why I said yes was that I'd been working as a psychologist. I went to the Democratic Republic of Congo to try to help survivors of some of the atrocities that you know, perpetrated on them in that war-torn country. And while I was there, I mean, it's not, you know, it doesn't exactly encourage you to feel great about the human human condition. You know, you sort of leave a place like that in a situation like that, and you think, is there any hope for human beings? And I was sort of in that place when I was asked to do Strictly, and it was hell yeah, you know, just give me some sequins, give me some feathers, just throw me on a stage, put get some lights, and get lift me up. And it was like that. It was. That there's, it has real value. I mean, you can, you know, people can run it down and say, oh, you know, there's a lot of shallowness. But you know, there's value in shallowness. There's value in frivolity. There's and what we try to do with Brazuca is really create something. And I think it's so necessary these days, where you can just go to the theater, walk in the door, sit down, and settle down to be transported to this fabulous world of Brazil with a story that touches your heart, but color and skill, and you know, just get up at the end and start dancing and have this huge smile on your face.
What's apparent about that to me, from what you've spoken about today, is really that there's this visual spectacular with all of these interesting concepts, you know, Brazilian buffed men dancing in heels, but also quite a message and a story that comes with it.
There really is. I mean, the message is really quite profound, and there's a lot of layers to the story. So, you know, you can just go and enjoy the beautiful bodies or the gorgeous mm-hmm. dancing, but you know, if you want to really listen and take it in, there's something much deeper. You know, it's really a story that would touch a lot of people, a universal story about a young man really struggling to be allowed to be who he is, which is a dancer. In this case, mm-hmm. and he was a fisherman. He was from such a poor family that as a child he couldn't go to school. He had to work to help put food on the table for the whole family. But it was really dangerous. He thought he was going to die every time he went to sea. And when he was introduced to the Lambada, it was in those days that he saw by peeking through the doors of the local bordello, because that's where it started. You know, he suddenly began to learn to dance and started winning competitions and learned that there was a way out, but he had to convince his father, who didn't want to.
And what did you draw from that? Did you draw from something in your own life to be able to?
It's a universal story. Yeah. I mean, yes, absolutely. I mean, I would defy anyone to not have had a passion or a dream about something that someone else has tried to squash, that something, that there was some kind of obstacle to being allowed to be who you truly are, to be able to live your life the way that you want to live it. And you know I felt it was very important to show many of these fabulous deities, these Brazilian deities, which are incredible dance opportunities. But in particular, as I said, Oxumaré is my favorite. He's this incredible she-male god who really is sort of the head of the gods, because he is the one that finally creates the courage in this young man to go and do what he's supposed to do.
Well, I think it sounds absolutely fantastic. I've seen some of the footage of it, and it looks spectacular.
It's hot. It's hot.
And it does look hot. It's called Brazuca. It is written and created by Pamela Stevenson Connolly, and it opens at the Palms and Crown from Wednesday, the 19th of November. To get more info, go to ticketek.com.au. It has been an absolute pleasure having you here.
Pleasure. Thank you for a chat.
For listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy,
a diverse sound for a diverse community.